evening, everyone, and welcome to another Fireside Chat. This is your host, Lance White, also known as Zany Mystic. Tonight's guest is Lisa Renee. Lisa is a spiritual scientist and quantum therapist. She offers a unique perspective and insight regarding the truth about our planet's ascension cycle and its physical effects on our bodies, minds, and spirits. Knowledge is power, and Lisa is well-informed. She is also a writer whose work can be found monthly in the world-renowned publication Planet Lightworker magazine. She's been a frequent guest on Liz Miller's Otherwhere show here at BBS and hosts a group at Yahoo called Energetic Synthesis. So let's get Lisa on the show and find out what's going on with our planet these days. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Lance. How are you?
Oh, good, pretty good. Up and down, up and down. I really liked what you said in an email. The focus of tonight's show is on current planetary events, and you mentioned going on a level 10 ride.
Yeah.
Have we left Kansas already?
We really have. We really have.
So what's going on these days?
Well, you know, currently, I mean, first I want to preface that, you know, certainly the information that I bring forth is resonating with a certain group of what I refer to as the star seed or indigo family. Mm-hmm. And this particular group is really coming into the next level awareness of the ascension plan and has been really experiencing, I think, more so the intensity of the energies that we have been, you know, integrating with the changes in the grids. You know, we've had a tremendous amount of shifting at the planetary grid level. And many of us that, you know, were aware of a lot of the global meditation and other types of work that was going on in July, we had several events that were pretty well publicized and that many of us had awareness or did participate in as well. And I think that this has created a lot of different movement and change. And, of course, that's very good because, you know, as we are, you know, moving forward, we will feel the polarity amplification between, you know, what we can only describe in language as, you know, dark versus light energy.
Oh,
but
yes, absolutely.
Really learning how to stay in the neutral association of our center, you know, our still point of our connection to our higher self and to become really internally directed rather than externally directed is really the key to maintaining, you know, our equipoise and our sanity during this time. So I really want to say, you know, there's been some amazing, you know, work with our Indigo and Starseed family. I want to thank, you know, my ES group and all of the amazing beings that have been so open in sharing their experiences, because I think now we're really starting to witness what I would call a critical mass in the external tangible view, where so many of us that were sensitives, you know, that had the empathic and sensitive awareness of multidimensional dimensions and that higher sensory perception, it's now becoming extremely apparent that something very profound is changing and shifting on the planet, even to those that were not always as empathically sensitive. So for many of us now on the, what I call the Ascension B timeline, we're really integrating a huge portion of our higher identity selves. So there's been a lot of it's been called soul retrieval work, you know, but we've been integrating lots of identities from parallel lifetimes and simultaneous times that are really starting to pour into us. And this is amazing. On one level, we'll have tremendous amount of resources as we start to integrate an awareness of these identities. But I know for many of us, it's been rather uncomfortable. And we've been somewhat sequestered more so. I don't know if you've been feeling that, but more.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, more sequestered, more in a retreat type of mode.
Oh, totally.
Not feeling very social.
Nope.
Yes, really wanting to just kind of be in a resting retreat type of space.
Yes. Yes, and many times a day.
Yes, I'll be perfectly, you know, candid. I mean, this has been an extremely intense time for many of us.
Oh, yeah.
And we are undergoing a humongous spiritual initiation. And, you know, a huge part of our self-sovereignty integration piece is coming in. And I think we're really starting to morph, you know, into the externalization of the Ascended Masters we've been waiting for. You know, we are working, we are walking the walk now of Ascended Mastery, and this has really necessitated, you know, emotional and, you know, the psychological, I think, mastery and discipline of where we focus our attention and our energies.
Yes, thoughts.
Yes. Pardon me?
In our thoughts.
Yes, in our, absolutely. What I've really noticed, I would say since about June, is that we're being trained to be fully present in the now moment, no matter what. I mean, we've been talking about this for a long time, and of course, you know, Eckhart Tolle was, you know, a wonderful ambassador of that information, of helping us to understand that the physics of energy would shift with the fifth dimensional, and that the fifth dimensional manifestation physics is really being fully and completely present in the now moment. And so I think many of us now are in that hybrid state of how do we function in the third dimension with our structures and our obligations and still stay fully and completely present to adapting and being flexible in these incredible shifting energies. So I really just want to say that this has been an amazing time for us. If I could probably put a theme of the energy, it's all about balance. I think all of us are attempting to really find what the balance point is for us in maintaining our lives, in honoring ourselves, in knowing that, I mean, at times I really have to just laugh. I feel like I might be sprouting a new body part because, you know, really, I feel like the $6 million woman. You know, I'm constantly, you know, at the awareness I do have with these upgrades and downloads that I'm receiving, there are times when I feel like I'm getting a complete overhaul in my physical self.
Wow. Well, I haven't had that feeling yet. I'm looking forward to that one. At 56, it's time for an overhaul.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's interesting because it's kind of in piecemeal. You know, and I had written about this last month. One of the latest upgrades that I've been aware of is having to do with what I call a global brain upgrade and our eyes, the vision of our eyes going into multidimensional vision.
Ooh, now what will that be like?
Well, you know, I have to say I'm just starting to kind of integrate that, and it has been really, really trippy, you know? I'm kind of like, I kind of put my order in. I thought it would be really kind of cool to have an aperture that we could just tune into, like, 5D, 6D, 7D, you know, and just change the aperture of our vision. I think that would be pretty cool to be able to do that. But I have noticed that there's been a lot more, like, burning around my eyes, and many of us, actually. There's been quite a few people that have been talking about this different level of, you know, eye upgrade and vision issues and changes in the perception of how they are sensing their eyeball. And that's what's so funny, I think, as we're moving forward with these changes and upgrades. It starts of an awareness of a body part that you didn't previously have awareness of. You know, like all of a sudden you start to feel your liver has got an opinion. Or, you know, there's this body part that's talking to you in a way that you never really had this dialogue before. And that has been really, you know, quite surreal at times. Pretty amazing.
I can say I've had some of those experiences.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, supposedly we can talk with our body at the cellular and molecular level, so...
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. In fact, I really do encourage that. That has been one of my pieces as an etheric surgeon, and one of the things the guardians and guides had made very clear to me is that our DNA responds to syntax and coding, so that when we command into presence, you know, certain invocations or requests in working with our body, that it's indeed very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So I do try to encourage that for sure, and really, I think co-creating and communicating not only with our higher self but with our guidance,
mm-hmm.
you know, in, at those particular levels when we need certain assistance during our ascension. Because, you know, certainly there are some of us that do endure, I would say, more symptoms than others,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So we all kind of require a unique and individual approach, you know, through whatever our expansion level is. But
right. Right.
I think recently, you know, more and more people are really starting to feel the shift and change.
Oh, yeah.
And they can feel it cellularly in their physical self.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have some friends that are just going almost bonkers. You know, they're kind of just beginning this kind of awakening. And the way I see it is that, you know, we're all involved in the awakening process. And, you know, some people are maybe a nanosecond ahead in the scheme of things.
Exactly. Yeah.
And on this level, it seems like it makes a big difference. But in the long run, we all end up, you know, where we need to go.
Exactly.
But, you know, some of my friends are having quite a difficult time with it, you know, ending relationships and depression and,
yeah.
you know, just not wanting to do anything. And,
right.
You know, why am I here and so on and so forth. And I, you know, what can you say?
Well, it has been, you know, I've really noticed, and whether it was the Fire of the Grid event or July event, that was kind of a marker for this, but I really did see a humongous pattern and shift in mid-July that created another sort of demarcation point from the old reality structures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of endings, a lot of closures, a lot of friendships, relationships, circumstances really came to an end during this period of time.
It's my understanding that the lower vibrations are unable to, you know, rise to the occasion in higher vibrations. So it seems that, you know, we either will be or are seeing the end of some of the old paradigms that are going on in political institutions. And, you know, at some point, it seems that people are going to realize that war is not the solution to anything. It's just a way to keep certain elites wealthy.
Right.
You know, and that there's a very small group of people that have, you know, a great deal of interest and power in maintaining that.
Yes.
So, you know, some have theories that, you know, they're fourth-dimensional negative polarity beings, and, you know, I don't know, I have no way of verifying that, but it certainly seems to be a powerful force to reckon with.
Well, certainly I find it, you know, so perfectly synchronous that you would bring this up in our conversation, because, of course, we've never had this dialogue with each other to even go there. But, you know, all I can do is really share from my own experience and, you know, from my personal experience with those interdimensionals that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I have had direct experience with them, and it has not been pleasant.
Oh.
And in addition to that, you know, my teams, known as the Syrian Council and Guardian Races to me, have given me tidbits of information, you know, over the last 8-year period. And, you know, I was given information very slowly so that I could assimilate and integrate this. And, you know, I had my periods of time where I was very resistant to this type of information. This was not at all my interest in any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
I was only interested in Christ consciousness and really wanting to, you know, be a support system through this evolution process. And as I came out of the love and light syndrome, I was given levels of wisdom that would establish a spiritual maturity in me that in order for me to be truly effective and to truly serve God in the way that I was committing myself to, that I had to look at some things that I altogether really didn't want to look at. And, you know, those are, again, we could have a lot of different ways to express this in language. You know, these are aspects of ourselves, of course, when we look at the total oneness of all of our connection into God's source, whether we recognize that in ourselves or not. You know, but certainly what I have come through my own experience of understanding is that in this particular agreement of the human experiment of evolution in this dimensional plane of the earth, that polarity exists by agreement, and that in order for us to understand the evolution process and what we're here to do, we do need to have an understanding of the dynamic that there is a darkness that does exist. I think that one of the challenges that lightworkers have had, and that there is a humongous group of lightworkers that have been trained to not look at the shadow side. And I think that that truly is a mistake. I think at a certain point in one's evolution that that is necessary, that you need to learn more about your spiritual bodies. You're just starting to understand your multidimensionality as a being. But at a certain point of awareness, there comes a level of wisdom and spiritual maturity where it becomes necessary to comprehend the larger forces and dynamics that are at work here in order for you to navigate from an informed place. If you do not, or you refuse to look at it, you'll find yourself being manipulated by forces that you do not understand. And this is where the danger lies, because then you're not aware of the forces of your own anatomy that are being manipulated by other forces you don't understand. So it's really, it's kind of an interesting dynamic. But there's, you know, if I could, again, stress the importance, I think the number one important thing, well, you know, probably the two most important things to do during this time cycle is A, connect to your higher self, and B, eradicate all negativity and fear out of your cellular being as much as you possibly can. You know, as you do this, you will start to expand and encompass greater levels of the resonating truth that is pouring into the cellular matrix of the planet Earth body. And as you vibrate at higher and higher levels of integrity of your own being's true soul nature, you will start to literally be downloaded this information. You know, in terms of, it's, it comes through more of a cellular knowingness, and I think this type of information, it can only be exchanged through experience and cellular knowingness. You know, I am a person that is facilitating a body of work and information in my agreement with the Syrian Council and Guardian Races. And really, I mean, their position has always been just take what you can utilize and discard the rest, you know. And some of the data that they have shared with me is really intense and very challenging to absorb. And yet, you know, again, my intention is really to just service the group of beings that have not had a support system on this planet for a very long time, and that really is the starseed beings and the indigo races that have come to this planet specifically to assist and host it out in an ascension process. And until we understand our evolutionary journey and our soul blueprint as to what we are doing here, it makes it very hard for us to truly embody, like, our soul purpose so that we can have, because we have to truly know who we are first. If we don't know who we are, then it makes it really challenging.
Yes, absolutely right. Well, some of the indigos are probably in their 20s and possibly 30s by now, other than the old indigos.
Right, exactly.
And it seems like we would be, you know, they're pretty rebellious.
Yes.
Which, you know, I've always been rebellious, and, you know, I just figured I was somewhere in that continuum of starseed or indigo, you know, an old indigo or a Pleiadian.
Yes. Yes.
But I did a reading with a psychic, and I was told I'm from Polaris.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Go figure.
Well, thank you for being here.
But so the planet itself is, you know, this is another thing, that another aspect. It's the planet, you know, our planet Earth, Gaia, Terra, is really ascending to a higher vibration. It's supposedly the fourth, fifth, and higher densities.
Mm-hmm.
And as I understand it, we will all have to make choices about, you know, where we're going to be in that continuum. And, of course, at the soul level, we've already made that choice,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
before we incarnated, probably before the beginning of this whole game. You know, we were the players that set it up, and at the end, we'll clean up the mess and, you know, do this and do that and so on and so forth. So does it seem like things are progressing on their way towards 2012? Is that the target date that you see?
I have to say that as of this year, you know, almost everything that they had downloaded and trained me to understand about stair-step ascension went out the window.
Really?
And they gave me a completely new sort of beginning to understand another literally time space that leads to something that they refer to as the inner hub world, and that these were sort of, the best way to even describe them is like interdimensional portals that were being, with the goal of being anchored into this reality system, mm-hmm. that would literally be sort of like an anchor or pulling up of those frequencies into these higher dimensional spaces. So the way they described it to me is very hard to even comprehend what that would look like here in this reality, but I am definitely starting to see a lot of what they have been describing to me, such as hubs or zones that demographically on the planet are anchored in various like variations of frequency. So mm-hmm. they would say like there would be ascending zones mm-hmm. or descending zones, and that we would start to feel these different spaces, you know, on the planet as we traveled around. And I am definitely seeing that and experiencing that in a very surreal way.
Wow.
Where there is a sense of an energy pocket that is in a particular demographic on the planet, and it's like you just don't want to be in that energy.
Can you feel
that this is not your resonance.
Can you give an example of that?
Well, yes. I mean, I've said one particular one I've said publicly before, and I've just now started to experience another level of it. But the first time they showed this to me, it was really, I think, to help me understand what they were talking about, these pockets of energy. But I had actually just simply, you know, navigated myself into an area that I don't normally live in, but I was going to a grocery store, and I got out of the car, and I felt immediately like I had stepped into a brick wall.
Mm.
And it was like, oh, okay, I need to pay attention to this.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was standing there and feeling just this weird sensation, I saw a man about, you know, 50 feet away from me start screaming at the top of his lungs. You know, he was, you know, obviously very upset. And as I was observing this person, he looked like he was in slow motion to me. It was almost like I was observing a holographic reality in front of me of which I was not engaged in, but I was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like I didn't know if I was invisible or not.
You probably hoped that you were invisible.
Yeah. But, you know, there was no fear or anything. I was just kind of mystified at this new experience of, like, viewing, you know, I'm viewing this reality, and it looked like it was flashing on and off to me, almost like an old-time movie with slides, you know. It was so dense and heavy in this space, and I saw this man who was possessed by an entity, and he was in such rage that he was not in his body anymore. He was just screaming obscenities at somebody in the store. Mm. And as I kind of glided by observing this, you know, there was another man in the store being held down, and these two men were having some kind of, you know, racial, you know, screaming at each other. And I'm in Los Angeles, so this is like, you know, it just was something I haven't seen before here.
Yeah.
It's not something that's, you know, common to see people screaming at each other with racial slurs in the
yeah.
middle of the street.
Yeah.
And so I walked into the store, and I just kind of, you know, glided through, and I felt like I was in my own little bubble,
uh-huh.
completely protected. And, you know, the store was locked up, and the police came or something, you know, and we were locked in the store, but it didn't even disturb me. I went and I got my water I had come to get, and the manager smiled at me as she let me out the door. And,
wow.
you know, and as I walked by that space, there was somebody, there was four other people standing there. And I just kind of made a mental note, well, how weird is that? I mean, you know, people gathering in the store parking lot. It was just an uncanny kind of strange spot for people to be having a discussion. And as I got in my car and I drove by these people, this you know, man looked at me and started screaming obscenities at me. And
ooh.
I realized that the residue of the energy signature from the first screaming man had passed to the second screaming
oh.
man, and it was so strange to kind of view that these beings were completely not in control or awareness
mm-hmm.
of their mental or emotional faculties and were just completely controlled by this residue energy,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, was really fascinating to me. And then, you know, furthermore, that this seemed to be normal to everyone in that reality except me. You know? It seems so surreal to me to even be there.
Well, is it possible that as the clearing and the cleansing goes on and the purification of the planet, that that some of these negative entities are going to be, in a sense, feeling as if they're fighting for their lives and wanting to take possession of just about anything that they can?
I would agree with you that I have begun to see this already,
mm-hmm.
and that this is, again, sort of the aggressive attempts at a dying paradigm,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so what I have found, you know, for me it's actually kind of humorous at times, because what I have noticed is that, you know, every so often if a dark entity is attempting to thwart me or get in my way,
mm.
it's so surreal that it's almost ridiculous
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that you know very clearly that it's manipulation,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm.
and you can stay clear of it immediately.
Yeah.
So this amplification between that dense energy and light energy has become so pronounced
uh-huh.
that if you're halfway awake and aware, you can see it very quickly.
Yes, yes.
You know? But it is kind of strange every so often. I mean, at this point in my journey, it's true that I don't really have that much interaction with people that souls that I feel are really just identified with the third dimension.
Right, right.
You know, so every once in a while, when I do get to view that kind of reality from afar,
mm.
it is mystifying to me. I mean, it feels like a completely different world,
mm.
a completely different species
mm-hmm. yeah,
from me.
Yeah,
and I look and I, even just listening at what people are speaking of and what they're concerned about at that level of consciousness
yeah.
is very odd to me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm just as odd and strange to them.
Probably.
So that has definitely become a lot more pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
I would say very recently the frequency dial, I think, has been raised, and I really have felt a different reality split happening.
Yeah.
But I would say about a year ago, I started to feel it and
mm-hmm.
say, oh, that's what they were telling me about. And now in the last month, I really feel it.
Mm. Yes, it's been about the last month that I started, you know, noticing the extremes. And, you know, until about a month ago, I've been able to ride these energies and notice that they come in spirals, and that there's an upward spiral, there's a downward. It never seems to go as low as the last one, but then there's the upward spiral. But with the last month, it's been completely different.
Yes.
Nothing at all that I have expected or how it's been has been how it's been. And I've been totally different. So I have, in some ways, I haven't even known myself.
Yes.
And you have to give yourself a lot of space and allowance and acceptance to, and not judge yourself.
Yes.
You know, when you find yourself in a space where you're just baffled or tired or you don't know what to do, you know, and just accept that that will pass.
Yes, I agree, and thank you. That's a wonderful point right now, and I think it's something that we need to share with the listeners, because there has been, you know, in my emails and people that ask me, you know, questions like, what is going on? You know, people have been very bewildered and just baffled over the last month especially. There has been some extremely surreal things that have presented themselves, and very much like you said, you know, there's been a couple times I've looked in the mirror and haven't even recognized myself. It's like, who is that?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been an incredible time that way. And, you know, and yet, you know, in terms of my experience, you know, feeling myself, I feel more like myself than ever. But there has been a few times where I've noticed pictures or, you know, like a photography picture of myself, and I'm like, is that me? You know, I didn't even recognize myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a very unusual time, and I have noticed, too, I feel like I'm having so many shifts and changes that I've had to it's almost like relearn or re-explore what my body wants to eat, how my body wants to sleep. I mean, I don't even know how to take care of my body anymore.
Yeah, same here. It's baffling.
It's very odd, you know, and the food thing has become somewhat puzzling, because I am still, you know, I know that there is some nourishment needed, and yet there has not been food that has felt really nourishing.
Yes. You know, I've been going through this almost every day now, where I know I'm supposed to eat. And usually I can work up an appetite, or I can, you know, force myself to fix something. But I open the refrigerator, and it's like, I don't want any of this.
I know.
I'm not
going
to eat. I refuse to eat.
I know. And yet you don't know what you do want.
Right,
you
right.
Know?
And that, yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that has been very challenging, you know. And then you know, there's been a couple of times, like, I know I usually need a lot of protein. I'm trying to find something with protein in it. You know, and it just doesn't feel good when you do eat it, like you're not digesting it appropriately or something.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of changes with that have been, you know, a little bit confusing as to what to eat or not to eat. That is the question.
If only Shakespeare was here now to help us with this question. So what is some of the other information that you might be able to share with us that they've provided you with? Is there other information that you might be able to?
Well, I think, in all honesty, this is an extremely agitated time in the planetary field.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us that are more sensitive or have been more involved with doing grid or planetary work or healing work have really been called upon to be, again, in the retreat mode and not as involved with that level of service work. Mm. It has been at times, you know, even a little confusing to me, where I feel my guides have been very tight-lipped lately. And I've had to really, like, say, look, you know, let's get some clarity here.
Yeah.
And, you know, really press them to interact with me in certain ways, and I can feel that there's some information they haven't really wanted to share with me. And I think it's more from a state of they don't want to put you in a space of any kind of constriction or fear, because the information relayed at that level. But, you know, I have noticed that the prime directive that they have been saying is, take care of your body right now.
Okay.
It's extremely important to rest and to take care of your physical self right now.
Okay.
And, you know, I have noticed many of us that are, you know, healers or doing that have not been, have had to take a lot less clients or had to take time off, period, to regroup and reorganize ourselves. And, you know, again, this has been a spiritual initiation and sort of integration period, like I was saying. There's a bunch of, like, higher identity awarenesses that are starting to integrate into our being. Like, we are physicalizing and embodying this level of our identity. And it's like an exploratory journey in a lot of different ways. In addition to that, I mean, when they talk about during the July to August period of time, they said that when the Lion's Gate, you know, this Sirian energy, what this is apparently, is there's several energies that intersect during this particular timeline. One of them is that the magnetic peak of the planet's grid cycle apparently happens on August 12th.
Oh.
And magnetism makes us feel compressed. You know, it makes us feel extremely dense.
Yes.
So what they're, so another thing about taking care of our physical body is that during this particular time, they stress that physically we would feel almost like, you know, molecular compaction, you know, very compressed and very dense. And that during this particular time, both the light and the dark agendas have been very much accelerated. Because the energies that use frequency to, you know, either further whatever agenda they are in the interest of furthering, like to use the planetary energies at this particular time. Because it amplifies the frequencies of whatever it is, you know, by like 1,000 times.
Oh, my.
So one of the things they described to me, and again, I share this only from, you know, again, you use your discernment on this, but I found this rather fascinating, is they showed me that there are beings that are, as you mentioned, politically motivated or power motivated to control and suppress human consciousness at this time are working with certain frequencies and experimenting with, you know, certain ways to create more chaos and confusion in the third dimensional paradigm. So they were showing me that one of the ways they were doing this was there was a bridge in Minnesota recently that had crumbled or something. And that, you know, actually, again, and I don't have any way to verify this. This is just from the information that they were using, like, certain types of frequency, like sound wave frequencies, to see if they could topple the structure, and they did. And that this was a kind of a part of some of the dark agendas, you know, last gasp at, you know, attempting to keep, you know, human beings in fear. And in that, you know, during this time, you know, we're going through an incredible expansion of consciousness just by virtue of the planetary energy. So if you notice, anytime there's humongous influxes of light, there's a nice little rising of dark energy.
Right.
You know, they come to kind of meet with that right now. And that's really the process of our evolution. You know, it's the two energies and poles that come and rise into greater and greater momentum until finally alchemically we just explode into the next paradigm, you know. So it's kind of the you know, electromagnetism, the yin-yang, this is how the energies work here. So it's very important for us to not be scared by that.
Well, yes, because those energies feed on fear. So
exactly.
When you lower your vibration, it's like letting your shield down.
Exactly.
You know, and then you're an open target, and you're buying into it. And
that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I've been feeling now for the last few weeks. And when that bridge event came along, I immediately had a thought that that was something that it was another one of those events, just like you described it.
Yes.
And I couldn't put my finger on it, but intuitively I felt that that was just another attempt. And I see everything that goes on like that, that hits the, you know, that involves, you know, any kind of human suffering or fear.
Right.
As part of that paradigm.
Right.
Know? And it pops up in one place and then it pops up in another.
Exactly. Well, You know, I had a certain experience with the Fire of the Grid event. Mm. And, you know, so there was both energies that were capitalizing on that particular event mm-hmm. in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And during that period of time, they told me that, you know, there was a huge influx of both light and dark energies. The grids were extremely agitated. And, again, one of the reasons why they wanted us to retreat and kind of lay low and take care of our bodies and ourselves.
Yeah.
But that there would be an attempt for the dark agenda would want to create more confusion and chaos during this particular time, especially between like July or August. And so, you know, to just kind of be aware of that, you know, not buying into that. And so it was interesting to see, you know, the bridge event, and immediately, you know, when I they told me that that was something called a trumpet pulse, that there was mm-hmm. a electromagnetic type of, you know, scalar wave or sound wave that was mm-hmm. directed to that structure, and that that was something they were testing. They wanted to see how accurate they could be, like, say, if they were targeting, you know, bridge or railways or roadways, that they would be able to have an accuracy point. And then that was a test, you know, and I thought that was kind of fascinating. But the goal with that is to keep us distracted, to keep us in fear.
Right.
Because right now is a humongous opening of consciousness with this a large influx of frequency being, you know, transmitted from the Sirian constellation. We've got a lot of phenomena happening right now in terms of celestial bodies that transmit coding, because that's a natural part of the biological, you know, human ascension process mm-hmm. is that the codes come, this ascension coding and frequencies are transmitted from our very own sun.
Yes, yes.
You know, from our very own, you know, celestial body.
Right.
These anomalies, you know, and if you've noticed, you know, almost every week there is some new astrological configuration that hasn't been, you know, supposedly documented for 200,000 years or something. You know, it's like some amazing, this is happening, that's happening. I can't speak that versed, you know, on the particular astrological phenomena, but I just know there has been a tremendous amount of that. Celestial body alignments with the planet Earth.
Yeah.
And this, of course, is no accident. You know, this is directly about transmission of certain energies and frequencies. And as these celestial bodies come into alignment with the Earth, you know, grid and atmosphere, then those energies are transmitted to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you notice, you know, during these particular times, you know, portal openings and large things, there's always some kind of distraction tool mm-hmm. put out there,
mm-hmm.
whether it's chemtrails or, you know, phenomena like this. There's generally something, don't look here, look over there.
Right, right.
You know, don't pay attention to your inner self. Be distracted by the external as much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
So if you notice, they're trying to keep us as distracted and entertained and in chaos as possible.
Yeah.
Take your pharmaceuticals, watch your television, and just do what we tell you to do.
Yes.
And meanwhile, we're going to take away your freedoms one by one.
Yep.
So that you are now have a passport with an RFID chip.
Yep.
And you now, you know, if you, I think what was the latest thing, you know, with Homeland Security, if you are not in alignment or you oppose the Iraqi war, now they can seize assets or something.
Oh,
I mean, you know, they just, one by one, this is getting slipped by while we're distracted taking our Xanax and watching television.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so interesting because I follow all these different aspects, and you know, you can see the invisible strings being pulled.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's not a pretty picture if you're aware of it.
Right.
You know, but everything is in divine order, so these are events that have to take place, you know, as part of the ascension process.
Exactly. I totally agree.
You know.
Even though it has been kind of, like you said, surreal to witness, and there have been some very tangibly manifest things that we can observe, even if it's just as simple as looking at how many drug and pharmaceutical commercials are on the television today as mm-hmm. there was maybe even 3 to 5 years ago.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot more of that being saturated into our consciousness.
Yep.
You know, and it makes a lot of sense because the pressure cooker of the frequencies, if you haven't done your emotional or spiritual clearing. Let's say your emotional homework, and you've got a lot of conflicts and a lot of fear that is still very much based in a sort of ego-based thinking, you're going to feel this pressure right now, and you're probably going to want relief in terms of recreational drugs or pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
So this is why I truly understand how, you know, blessed our group has been to have been given some tools to manage this, you know, and I often do wonder, I think, my God, you know, what are people thinking right now? How are they experiencing these changes? Because certainly I know it's very intense for those of us that have some smattering of knowledge that there is a change happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
But many people do not have those tools. And, of course, you know, that's one of my big passions is assisting people that can benefit from the knowledge and tools, you know, to be able to provide that to a more, you know, broaden audience that, that feels very much alone in a process they do not understand.
Well, it's quite a wonderful thing that you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
So.
Well, certainly having gone through this firsthand,
and
you know,
beginning.
As I was laying there blazing with Kundalini and, you know, seeing interdimensional guides and things, I'm going, I know I can't be the only one. I mean, there's going to be more of us having some really interesting phenomena occur, and we're going to need to have some kind of framework or support.
Yes, let's talk about that a little bit, because I had a Kundalini experience about, two and a half years ago.
Did you?
And it just blew me, it just blew my socks off.
Honey.
And I tell people that, you know, you'll know when you have it because your eyes will pop out of your head and your jaw will be on the floor. And so if you don't see your eyes popping out of your head like a cartoon, then it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But what was your experience with that? Because a lot of people are going to experience that spontaneously.
Yes, exactly.
As a result of these energies and frequencies lifting, they're just going to be having. And I know people who have had spontaneous Kundalini, and they go crazy because, you know, maybe they block it at the head chakra and the energy doesn't escape, or they don't know what to do with it.
Exactly.
Know? So maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. I really started to have just an incredible compassion and, you know, an awareness of actually, you know, Kundalini is such an amazing, powerful force, you know, that it's extremely humbling.
Yes.
You know?
Oh,
and
yes.
I really, you know, until I had gone through that, I mean, I had no idea that, all of my spiritual quests and inquiries about bring it on, my God, I had no idea that was what, you know, bringing it on meant, let me tell you.
No, me neither. Me neither. Everything I thought I knew went out the window.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and, you know, certainly now there's a lot of tools that we have to manage these symptoms, and a lot, you know, even we can consider yoga a spiritual technology, understanding breath work, supplementation, you know, we have a lot more tools and awareness, but I will say, you know, at the time, I didn't even know what it was. I didn't, I mean, I didn't know what Kundalini was.
Yeah, I didn't either.
You know, I just knew that there was an incredible force that I didn't quite understand ripping through my body, and that is what it felt like. So, you know, during that time, of course, I became really aware that building our light body, this is the process of building our light body, is that we go through, you know, and the masters call this esoterically initiation, so that is an initiation into higher dimensional fields of frequency. So when that frequency starts to be conducted into your light body has an etheric nidus, which is a blueprint at the subtle energy field level, but it's a blueprint of your central nervous system. So as that etheric medial structure starts to be activated into new frequencies and dimensions of frequency, that's when that conductance starts to happen, and you realize we are really just these electrical saline colored beings of light, and this is how we build our light body. We are initiated and connected into these fields of frequency.
Yeah.
Our body starts to absorb this frequency and build that level of our light body that has been previously dormant or not activated, and then through that structure is actually how we start to reconnect parts of our, I can't verify this, but from my etheric surgery work and observation, you know, in updating or activating certain processes, either whether it's DNA or light body processes, where these energy receivers that allow us to now become aware of these multidimensional broadcasts of frequency reality.
Yeah.
That we had not previously had a capacity or awareness to perceive.
Right.
All of a sudden now.
Right.
We can perceive these things. And of course, you know, to the uninitiated, you know, in the beginning, this can be quite frightening because sometimes that can equate to seeing nature spirits such as divas or gnomes running around.
Yeah.
Or, you know, having voices or certain levels of communication, things that were become conscious that weren't previously conscious to your awareness.
How about live broad conscious broadcast through the television set directly to you?
Right. Yes. Well, what you start to realize is that the universe is alive.
Oh, yes.
And that anything and everything has the capacity to talk to you.
Yes.
Relay a message.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what it is. And that's what's so unbelievably fascinating. And, of course, you question your sanity, you know, and psychological integration because there are things that you were previously thinking as inanimate objects that are not anymore.
Right.
You know, and you can have things such as statues talk to you, you know, or...
Yeah.
You know, for me in the beginning, what was very prevalent, of course, was the number transference, so that everywhere I went, there seemed to be numbers flashing at me in terms of the master sequence, you know, the 222, 333, you know.
Yep.
And there was a transmission so that when I saw this, I would get a impression from my guides. So my guides were trying to build my higher sensory perception in learning how to communicate with spirit so that I would see a symbol or a code and I would get information from it. And that was the beginning of reading like light language, because that's how light language works. You know, that's one of the things, you know, most people when they're beginning this journey, I think it's so important as well to share that when you start to perceive and communicate with guides or interdimensional beings, or you move into this, because a lot of people get frustrated, why can't I get this direct information? Well, it's a neurological training, like an entrainment of your neurological system, and you don't just get downloads in English necessarily, you know?
Right.
There's patterns, symbols, and coding.
Yeah.
That starts to come through, and as you entrain your system to read this coding, is how you actually get the information. And so it takes a, I think sometimes, you know, for some of us it's more natural than others, because some of us have a lot more of that wiring at a soul level already plugged in, but for some others you can develop that higher sensory path of information by endeavoring to just entrain your neurological system to read those symbols, then realize that it's reading symbols, you know, and to not get frustrated with that you'll get impressions.
Right.
It is the impressions you should pay attention to.
Right.
You know, it's not like spirit opens up a door and says, gives you a whole paragraph of sentence verbatim.
Right.
You know, it's impressions, and this is assisting you in learning how to trust your own intuition and your own guidance.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, you hit the nail on the head.
Yes, and I think that's our biggest issue as being human beings, is that we tend to second guess ourselves.
Yeah.
And because divine order and the divine matrix does not speak in human order, linear time, you know, in any of those concepts, we tend to think, you know, in the beginning when we are going through that process that, you know, oh, that can't be, or, you know, we constantly doubt
ourselves. Yes, and we negate. Lisa, before we get any further, I want to make sure that people can reach you.
Oh, sure.
That the listeners know how to where your website is and how you can be reached and so on and so forth.
Well, thank you. Yes, and I'm very excited. Hopefully in the next couple weeks I'm going to have a new website with a lot of the resources. I'm really trying to create a website that is cohesive and easy to understand and get a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that'll be unveiled in the next couple weeks. But
good.
My website is www.energeticsynthesis.com. And then, of course, I have my email is lisa@energeticsynthesis.com. So that's always the best way to kind of reach and communicate. But also the Yahoo group is a really wonderful resource.
I love that group, Lisa. There's some wonderful people in there.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad. I was in it a while back, and then I went on no mail for a while because I was so busy. But I came back, and the feeling of love and concern and wisdom and care in that group is just phenomenal.
Thank you. I know I have been, I can't help but just say I've been like the proud mommy or something, you know, because there are just some of the most, I mean, jaw-droppingly wise, wisdoms being spouted off at every turn. And
oh, yeah.
I am just so grateful for the participation and the sharing. And like you said, this heartfelt love and concern and sharing, it's really just been so rewarding to witness that. And even when I have not been able to participate as I would like, you know, it's become a life of its own, and I've been just so proud of everybody supporting each other, because that's what the intention was.
Yeah,
it's really to just have a blaze to kind of say, look, this is happening to me. Is this happening to you?
Right,
you know,
and
not have any judgment, you know, really have a safe haven place for people to share their experiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely working, and I'm definitely enjoying your group.
Thank you so much.
And that's energeticsynthesis@yahoo.com, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So for people who are interested in that, they can, and of course, they can reach you through lisa@energeticsynthesis.com. And your website has a lot of interesting articles that you've written about this process, and you know, I was reviewing them before the show, and you have a lot of valuable material there for people to read.
Thank you. And this will be improved shortly as well. I'm going to have every single newsletter and theme and tool, and I'm going to continually, my goal is really to build just a consortium of ascension data available to those, you know, that can really have one place to go, and they can see what books are suggested to begin a reading process and what tools and how to connect with your guides and what is ascension, what does it mean, you know, all of this.
And how to connect with your higher self.
Yes.
And so on. I wanted to get into some of those topics tonight, but, you know, maybe you'll be nice enough to come back another time, and we can ask about some of those questions.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. I would love that.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, this hour has flown by.
I know, it has. It has.
It just has flown by, and so, you know, I just want to thank you profusely for being on. It's been a wonderful show.
Thank you.
And, of course, I wish you the very best in all that you're doing, and I just really admire your work, and, you know, I look forward to having you back again in the near future.
Oh, thank you so much. It was my pleasure. I really appreciate you thinking of me and sharing this data. I really appreciate it.
Well, wonderful. Do you have any parting words for our audience?
I think, you know, just for everyone at this particular time, it's very surreal right now.
Yes.
You know I love my Indigo family, my Starseed family. I am so thrilled that you are here, and really to just kind of have patience during this particular time period, because we're at a humongous shifting point.
Yes.
And I think there's been a lot of confusion about what do I do next.
Yeah.
Just kind of know that it's all being handled right now, but this has been a retreat time. Take care of your body right now. Take care of what you need, and try to not externalize too much of I should be doing this, I should be doing that, because that's what we tend to do. I'm not being productive unless I'm doing X, Y, Z.
Yep. I run those tapes all day long.
Yes, exactly. The most productive thing to do right now is take care of you.
Well, I think I'll go take a nap. Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show.
And, thank you.
And good night to the audience, and good night, Lisa, and many blessings.
Many blessings. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.